you know, we continue to bring almost 30% to 40% of first-time visitors to Aruba. I mean, that's a big chunk of the people that come by. We call them newbies. If you ever look on our social media, they're kind of have their own little clique. It's all the newbies. Their first time here in Aruba, they're like, you know, they're like babies coming on the island. They're old babies. They're, you know, they're older babies, but they're coming here with their eyes wide open, like, where do I go? What's going to be the party? Where do I stay? And that excitement has created a buildup leading to Soul Beach, where our social media, we have several fan clubs. We have groups that are setting up their own travel groups. We have people who plan marriages, you know, for that weekend. So, you know, it's really kind of grown in a way that's more organic to a festival as opposed to a, you know, for instance, an event that is like Coachella back home, which is mainly a location. You come into that location and you leave that location. It's hosted in one location. But here it is. It is island-wide, and everybody pretty much has to learn at least something about other parts of the island. We have encouraged since Wi-Fi became available, we encouraged engagement. You know, one of the ways in which we have increased so many tourists over the years is that people are just seeing this at home all weekend. They're being bombarded with, like, you should have been here. You know, they've got their phones up and they're showing the parties, they're showing the concerts, and they're talking to their friends. Some of them even fly at the last minute. You know, we have last minute visitors that come in on Saturday because they just can't take the pressure of not being there. So the engagement has become such a part, and we thank SETAR for, you know, having upgraded the, you know, the Wi-Fi, our ability at the stadium, and also all over the island, we're able to now engage at the beach parties, show, you know, a lot of times they're streaming live on Instagram or Facebook and telling their friends all about it. So we don't have to do as much because we've got a whole troop out there of people that we consider the Soul Beach family. You know, so one of the main goals too, of course, is to create lifetime of memories, special memories that they can't experience anywhere else. And that's the thing that you can't really manufacture. It really takes what you have here. You have a magic. You have the beauty. You have the ease in which people handle the tourists that come in. I'm sure you're seeing new tourists and each one feel like, well, they really were thinking about me this week. They take it as like they've come to their home away from home. And we see the difference, and we see that that's why the growth is different than other locations. The return on investment, of course, as any investment like this, it's been major over the years. Thank God we've been able to deliver in terms of tourists and growing their average length of stay. And also the type of tourists that we bring down. They spend, some of them save all year, some of them have expendable cash. But we do know that week, they are all over at the shopping centers, they are all over at the bars. That whole week is a spending frenzy. And over the last 20 years, we have dropped almost, our tourists have dropped 220 million plus into the economy of Aruba. You know, just last year, according to the survey, 25 million was dropped over what used to be 5 days, but now on average is 6 days. We also have generated almost 27 million over the last 20 years in promotional value. So the combination of what you get immediately back on return on investment, plus the promotion that goes back to the States, you know, brought in 7,100 tourists last year. So that was like our biggest number in the history. I know the pandemic helped because people were just anxious to get out. But what happened is they got here and we delivered.